come together.
Thanks for listening to the KC Morning Show.
Well, let's get to O.J. O.J. Simpson's lawyers say they don't want the families of Nicole Brown and Ronald Goldman in the courtroom during the trial. They're afraid the presence of the family members will just remind O.J. of how much more killing he still has to do. This week at the O.J. Simpson trial, the infamous bloody glove was finally introduced into evidence, and O.J. didn't help his case any by blurting out, "There it is, I've been looking all over for that thing." In his book, O.J. Simpson says that he would have taken a bullet or stood in front of a train for Nicole. Man, I'm going to tell you, that is some bad luck when the one guy who would have died for you kills you. That's garbage. You don't get worse luck than that. Tomorrow, Judge Lancito will take O.J. and the jury on a tour of the now famous crime scene. For the jury, it will be their first look at the actual location. Of course, for O.J., it will be just a case of been there, done that.
Good morning, people.
What on earth is that?
It looks like a grilled cheese sandwich.
Is it?
It is.
Today is National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
Today we celebrate an American classic.
It is National Grilled Cheese.
Ooey, gooey, warm, and delicious.
It's National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
Love grilled cheese sandwiches.
It's just good old comfort food.
It's showtime.
Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, what's the word, Kansas City? A yippee-fry-yay to the KC Moaning Post. Let's weekend, shall we? On the show today, we are joined by our friend Ulysses Claiborne, aka Deke, is back on your KC Morning Show. He's with the Department of Housing and Urban Development. April is Fair Housing Month. Deke is on the show to break it all down. How can we, the people, get some housing, some fair housing? That's ours, y'all. After that, a cold hard beat, DJ Diehard McLean Douglas Johnson. We share a middle name. Don't know if he knows that. He called this the Funky Mix. It's very good. Rate, review, subscribe, do that thing you do. Kansas City. Back in your feeds on Monday. It is a good day. A damn good day to be a Kansas Cityan. Absolutely. That's what you do. My name is Hartzell. We will see you in the morning. Bye. Back on your KC Morning Show, he is the regional administrator for the Department of Housing and Urban Development here in our region. It is Ulysses Claiborne, but his friends call him Deke. So in that case, Deke, welcome back to the show. We got a celebration for the month of April. You want to break this down?
Yes, Hansel, it's great to join you and your listeners to discuss issues related to housing. First, I want to remind everyone that April is Fair Housing Month. Yesterday, April the 11th, marked the 56th anniversary of the signing of the Fair Housing Act by then-President Lyndon Johnson. This civil rights legislation made discrimination in housing transactions unlawful. And it really provides HUD as the regulator of the Fair Housing Act to protect the rights of individuals. And so that no one can be discriminated in a housing transaction related on the basis of their race, color, national origin, religion, sex, including gender identity or sexual orientation, familial status, or disability. And to the extent anyone feels like they have been discriminated on the basis of one of those protected classes, they should call that HUD is there, and HUD is there and ready to help. With our Fair Housing and Equal Opportunity Department, they can be reached at 1-800-669-9999. 9777 or by going online at www.hud.gov/fairhousing.
And Deke, before we talk about those myths that we're going to be debunking, that's kind of the thing that you do on this show. You are our myth debunker here on the KC Morning Show. Whenever anyone brings up Lyndon Johnson, President Johnson, my ears perk up because he is, of all the presidents, I think the one I'm most fascinated by, especially when it comes to the Great Society and the war on poverty. And, you know, I'm thinking about the legacy now of Secretary Fudge, who is no longer in the position, but she did very much incorporate this holistic approach, not so much a reactionary administration when it comes to housing. You know, at least in my recounting of the goals of the Great Society and of the War on Poverty, it had some of those same through lines of a holistic, you know, we're raising the tides of all the boats kind of thing. Yes. And we're still kind of playing catch up, but we're also making things better. We're also strengthening some of those things. I know I'm jumping over everything you're already going to talk about, but I just, I see the parallels and I can't help but note that here, what is it, 56 years later?
Yes, yes. To some degree, these issues remain and administrations vary with respect to how they're focused on, but I can say that the Biden-Harris administration, and especially through the leadership of Secretary Marshall Fudge and also our acting secretary, Adrian Todman, they are laser focused on this and applying a whole of government approach that we understand that we are not going to be able to obtain our full potential until we are able to make sure that everyone has a fair opportunity. That we look through all of our programs and through a lens of equity, what's fair. And by doing that, we're able to lift everyone. And I think you mentioned the Great Society programs, this whole idea of not a handout, but a hand up. And so I think that where we are, there's more work to be done, but we also have to recognize the work that has been done and the achievements that have been obtained.
All right, Deke, let's break some of this down. Yeah, let's bust some myths on the KC Morning Show.
Yeah, I know we've gone over this before, this whole idea of myth busting, because sometimes we think that there are barriers, and sometimes there are, absolutely. But sometimes there's just information that needs to be shared. For instance, 7 myths about acquiring a home, and especially with FHA-insured financing. Some people say, I need 20% down. Well, that's false. That FHA only requires 3.5% down payment.
And Deke, can you explain real quick FHA?
Okay, the Federal Housing Administration, that's the stands for FHA. Basically, it's an insurance company where the government created in the Roosevelt administration. It was created because in the old days, you really couldn't get a very long-term mortgage, maybe a 5-year mortgage. So you got to continue to refinance it. It's due, and so you got to go out and find new financing. There really wasn't much stability in the market. But with FHA coming up with a 30-year fixed mortgage, you know what your payment is going to be for 30 years. It was unheard of. And so now that provides the ability for a person to plan and to acquire a home. Why it works is that this is the federal government standing behind a mortgage. You've obtained a mortgage from an assured, an FHA-insured lender. The government is not lending the money. You go to your bank, you acquire a loan, an FHA-insured loan, and FHA stands behind that loan and states that to the banker that if this loan is defaulted, if you happen to default on the mortgage, on the payment of that mortgage, the FHA will stand in and repay you. So as a result of that security, the banker doesn't have the lending risk, and so therefore can reduce the interest rate on the mortgage. And so FHA insured loans tend to have lower mortgages, definitely a lower down payment requirement. And then some folks have the idea that, you know, you can't get help from your friends or family with help for the down payment, that lenders won't allow that. No, FHA allows gifts with certain stipulations. Good credit helps, but FHA can work with lower credit scores as well. The fourth myth is I need to have the same job for at least 2 years. That's false. You need to have a work history for 2 years, and school and military time count. The fifth myth is I have student loan debt, and I can't get an FHA-insured loan. Well, FHA now looks at those student loans, the debt related to student loans, in the same way as it looks at any other debt, what is actually due on a monthly basis. Prior, folks were looking at the entire amount of the loan debt that was related to student loan, and then taking a percentage of that and using that in their underwriting process. Others said, hey, I found a fixer-upper. Sure that a bank won't loan me anything because it's going to need some work. Well, FHA has a 203K program, which can help you not only address the purchase price, but also the repairs that are necessary and wrap that in one loan. And then the seventh is that FHA is only loans with respect to single-family attached homes. But no, that's not true. FHA can also be used with respect to condos, townhomes, modular, and manufactured homes. So just wanted to at least remind everyone that with respect to FHA-insured loans, there is a number of myths that are out there. And we want to make sure we take every opportunity to bust those myths.
I got one fairly, I guess, procedural question, and then we're going to go existential because, you know, we're going to take a walk, Deke. That's what we do.
Okay.
So
okay.
I guess the easy one, the process argument. What about folks who they see an empty piece of land? Yeah. Is there something that you all can do with HUD? I'm thinking here in the West Side, here in Kansas City, historic West Side, right?
Yes.
And instead of having big private equity come in and buy up and renovate and force folks out, displace, what can HUD do so that we're more proactive for the folks that are already here? Low-income folks, tenants like myself who would like to maybe get a house in the future, but they would like to stay in this area without having to, you know, sell a kidney or something.
Yeah. And that's a really big issue, this whole idea of gentrification. And how do you address individuals that go in that are investors or maybe high-end individuals? Because the West Side has some of the best views in the city. Mm-hmm. We just took a tour of the West Side here at HUD in collaboration with the Housing Authority, who is looking at doing what we call a Choice Neighborhoods Initiative. They received a planning grant in order to plan, looking at some of the Housing Authority's housing that already exists, and how can they plan to renovate that and make it into mixed income developments to make sure that we preserve the affordable housing that's there. And it was a really incredible tour, this whole idea of providing a tax abatement for individuals that have been there for a long time, especially elderly, that would like to remain in place. This is our neighborhood. This is where they've grown up. And how can we preserve that where we have escalating prices of the land or of the housing? And as a result of that, the property values and also the taxes have increased. So how do we make sure that individuals can stay there? And so a number of proposals and initiatives are being implemented to try to make sure that we provide an opportunity, because once the planning grant, and we also just came back from Omaha, been a whirlwind this week, looked at a project up in Omaha called Highlander, and it addressed the need for maintaining affordable housing and mixed income housing in the north side of Omaha. And it's a beautiful project, and it has achieved what we look to achieve, to make sure that there is opportunity for everyone and for all types of incomes, and made sure especially to preserve housing for low and moderate income individuals.
All right, Deke, let's take a walk. All right, let's go in the clouds a bit. Here we go.
Okay.
At the beginning, you mentioned those protected classes and you gave the resources for folks, and I so appreciate that. And I'm almost positive, I think that the president is on record even saying that he believes that, you know, housing is a human right.
Yeah.
And so we are now in the month of April. It is Fair Housing Month. But, you know, what even is affordable? What even is fair for all of our folks who are trying to rent or they are trying to purchase? You know, here in Missouri, for example, in the Missouri House, they're progressing this bill to essentially preempt source of income discrimination laws. Yes, you know, we just passed that here in Kansas City. That was a huge win for the people. And now it is at risk. It can just get so frustrating and I guess also overwhelming because we still have to address the actual root cause of so much of this, which is, what does affordable mean and how do we keep working to define what that actually means? You know, it's that argument of access versus coverage. Access is good, but so often it's an illusion of access. How do we make sure that our folks are covered? And when it comes to housing, I mean, literally.
Yeah, well, that's a great point. Let's go back to your first point. Wow. You're right. There was a tremendous win. And we've seen this in a number of places where the city, through council, passes, like we did here in Kansas City, pass an ordinance that prohibits source of income discrimination. Now you have the state stepping in and stating that, no, you can discriminate based on source of income. And what that means is that if an individual has a voucher and says, okay, you say the rent is $1,000, I can afford to pay 30% of that, and the housing authority through HUD will advance the remaining $700. You will receive your $1,000 in rent every month. But this individual can say, nope, I understand that, but I don't want to have anyone with a voucher for whatever reason. When you think about the protected classes, does that fall within a protected class? Does the poor or individuals in need of assistance, is that a protected class? Doesn't primarily say or directly state what they call de jure discrimination. Doesn't say we don't allow black folks. But you look at it and say, you know, as a result of this saying that we're not going to accept a voucher, it disproportionately affects a certain protected class.
So here in Kansas City, that metric usually means that we're talking about a single black mother. Yeah. And so reaching out to maybe you or someone at HUD, what would you tell them? What steps to take? I guess let's role play.
And I'm glad you asked again, because I want to make sure that we repeat them, because they're worth repeating. Fair Housing and the Equal Opportunity Department. And also in Missouri, we have FIPS, a Federal Housing Initiative Program, where we have nonprofits that HUD helps to fund to provide who go out and investigate or determine whether there's discrimination. But we don't have a what we call a FAP here in the state. And that is a state agency which works with HUD in partnership with HUD to address and enforce the Fair Housing Act. But if someone feels that they have been subjected to discrimination on the basis of one of these protected classes, they should contact our Fair Housing and Equal Opportunity Department at 1-800-669-9777 or going online at www.hud.gov/fairhousing. And there's no cost to them, to the individual, to conduct an investigation to determine whether there's been discrimination. At that point, HUD will definitely take action through our council to bring actions against individuals that are in violation of the Fair Housing Act. So there are protections out here, but I tell you that we've seen this, and one of the things that we're also doing is this whole idea of, as I stated, looking through all our programs through a lens of equity, our lending programs or our insurance programs. For instance, we've talked about this in the past, this idea of what we call property appraisal and valuation equity, right? Individuals, black and brown people, are getting an appraisal. At the first appraisal, the property comes back and is appraised at a certain amount. And then they engage in what we call whitewashing their homes by taking down all pictures and anything that would indicate that a black or brown person is living there. And maybe some people have gone so far to ask a white friend to sit in for them. And then they get an appraisal and the appraisal comes back at a higher value. Well, that's not fair. We are now engaged with Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the Federal Housing Finance Agency to engage with the appraisal community, their industry, which is 96% white male. And they have, through dialogue and through action, we are now putting things in place to help try to change that. But more importantly, trying to make sure that people know that they have tools available to them, and that in the event that a person feels like they've been subjected to appraisal bias, that the appraisal industry does have, and we've spoken with all of the regulators of each state that are within our region, that they have a process where a person feels that they have been subjected to discrimination by an appraiser, that there is a way to make a complaint, and also at the same time make the complaint to HUD by going through the same process of these numbers that we've been given and the website to make sure you file a complaint with HUD and HUD will investigate. And there have been instances where individuals have won, have been able to sue the appraiser, and have won where they have been subjected to discrimination. How do we make sure that individuals have access to homeownership? HUD has reduced what we call our mortgage insurance premium by 35, what they call basis points, and which save borrowers on average $876 a year. 1.5 million new first-time home buyers between 2021 and 2023, and 850,000 of those were Black families. You know, during the pandemic, helping people to stay in their homes by modification of mortgages, by putting a moratorium with respect to foreclosure, with respect to FHA-insured mortgages, and also providing a way of preventing eviction, the evictions moratoriums, and also providing resources so the individuals can pay the rent. So HUD is a partner, and we're here to make sure that we can help in those instances and address those places where we see inequity.
Deke, I appreciate you, sir. It is always such a good time whenever we get a chance to debunk some myths together, sir. We're big on housing the people, and so I appreciate everything you do to house our folks.
Well, I appreciate you providing the opportunity and being such a first well-informed person. It makes it really helpful to talk to someone who has such knowledge, and we can have this conversation and the interest is shared with your members and your listeners. So we just want to thank you here at HUD. We want to thank you. And if there's anything that we can do, you know, we look forward to another opportunity to speak with your listeners and share information regarding what HUD is doing. One thing before I go, I'll be remiss if I didn't say, you know, the housing counseling agencies, HUD funds these agencies that help walk individuals through the home buying process. And those can be obtained just by going online looking for HUD housing counselors. They're throughout the city. What they charge is based on what an individual earns. So in some instances, individuals pay very little. That is so important because, and don't wait. Don't wait till you find a house that you want to buy before you've engaged the housing counselors, because they can help you determine, hey, what kind of house should I be looking for? What is the price range that is affordable? What kind of lender? What kind of what we call special purpose credit programs, first-time home buyer programs, down payment assistance programs? What programs are available to help me? They know all of that information. They're funded by HUD in order to provide this information to the citizens of this country. So I didn't want to end our conversation without emphasizing the importance of accessing these housing counseling agencies early rather than late.
I would never interrupt the pastor mid-sermon. I would never, sir. You were preaching. Ulysses okay. Claiborne, he is the regional administrator for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. We got a chance to riff on the great society. Sir, it's a good Friday. It's been a good Friday.
Well, thanks so much. I really appreciate it. And I have such a great time talking with you. So thanks so much, Hossel. And you have a great weekend. Hey, this is Headliner from Arrested Development. And right now, you're in the midst of a celebration.
Black. queen.
Black queen.
Holding their crosses and being obscene. At first I ignore them, cause see I know the type.
Know
they
the
got
type.
Drunk, they what? Got guns, and yes, what?
They wanna fight.
And they see a young couple having a time that's good.
Time is
and
good.
The Eagles wanna test their brother's manhood. So they came to test speech cause of my heritage. And the loud, bright colors that I wear.
Boom.
I was a target cause I'm a fashion misfit. And the outfit that I'm wearing, brother's dissonant. Well, I stay calm and pray the leave me be. But they squeeze the parts of my date's anatomy. Why, Lord, your brothers have to drill me?
Drill
cause
me.
If I start to hit this man, they'll have to kill me.
You see,
take the brother out for being rude.
Hey!
And like I said before, I was mad about
him.
It took three or four cops to pull me off
they
of him.
Me off
but
of
that's
him.
The story, y'all,
story,
of a black man.
Black
and
man.
Like I said, you can get stomped by an African.
You see,
but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
KC Morning Show. It's DJ Diehard here, aka McLean Douglas Johnson, aka the Street Beast. And I wanted to share something with you that's real funky, all right? We're digging into the funk crates today. And if you enjoy this mix, as always, check me out, facebook.com/DJDiehard and soundcloud.com/DJDiehard. Let's beast it.
Oh,
shake his rump. Tell him to come on over here for some,
snake funk in the dump, baby.
Now we got this stick that will set you free. All you got to do is, take a closer walk with me. And we got this thing that's full of magic tricks. So come feel, if you will, the magic of the Dookie Stick.
Play, mama.
Feel a thrill.
Funky in the
dumpy. I've got this magic wand that's guaranteed to make you come to me, baby. To set yourself free.
Make a dookie stick.
My magic wand can do almost anything. Spitting fire, making rains. But most of all, it can make you spread your wings and fly away.
Talk to me quick.
Let me know, baby. Is that all?
Now that you've seen the magic, that this magic wand possesses. Let us all confess that we have seen what we do not believe in.
What you gonna do now, Andrew Goo?
Oh, but tell me about Eve, Sheila.
She got dropped off. At the bridge.
The KC Morning Show.